Bobby Smith Bryant now works with the Kentucky League of Cities in Frankfort, but her forebear, Henry Smith, started farming in Callaway County in 1832, having come from North Carolina, where the Smith family farmed way back to the 1600s. Research for her book, 40 Acres and a Red Belly Ford, The Smith Family of Callaway County, which was published in 2011, sparked the idea of a video for Bobby and her brother, Billy Dale Smith, who manages the family farm now.
My brother at one point had offered tours of the tobacco farm, and on rainy days it was kind of hard to show people what actually happens. And so our original intent was just to have some samples of the work on film so that we could show people the actual production of tobacco on the farm. That sort of turned into a bigger idea. I had met Michael Breeding working on some other projects, and so I approached him about this idea, and he liked it as well, particularly because he, too, had grown up on a tobacco farm in a different part of the state. He also recognized that tobacco farming, as we've known it, is so different today than it was when we were kids. And before we forget about what it was like, this was an opportunity to really capture the essence of tobacco farming.
Springfield, Kentucky native Michael Breeding left the farm and grew a media company whose clients include the Boston Pops, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Kentucky Humanities Council, and many others.
Nothing had been really done on dark-fired tobacco. Everything that you read is about Burley. So the processes and the culture of raising dark fire tobacco had never been documented. And then we did weave in the history timeline.
Michael Breeding chose the crisp, sonorous voice of Nova narrator Peter Thomas. He tapped an old friend, Western Kentucky native Bo Haddock, originator of the popular 70s folk rock group The Little River Band, for an adaptation of My Old Kentucky Home.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes a knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky good night.
Bobby Smith Bryant bridles at the persistence of stereotypes about farmers and hopes the documentary affirms the good dark-fired tobacco has inspired in Western Kentucky, including the building of schools and churches.
This is the opportunity for us to say farming is still a very complex but profitable adventure. The parts of it that we show through the film about tobacco production, you know, it is a modern working farm.
Did you ever work in it?
I did as a child and on up into my teenage years. You know, set tobacco. I mean, most girls particularly will ride the setter. Very often we help strip tobacco. In those days it was done very differently than it is today.
Do you miss the life?
Growing tobacco is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. I miss the fragrance of home. Those tobacco barns have a very specific aroma that I miss. That's one reason that I continue to write about my memories of the farm, simply because it helps me to feel like I'm still part of it.
The late H. Glenn Doran, retired chairman of People's Bank of Murray, framed the importance of the relationship between the farmer and the lender for the documentary. Christian County historian William T. Turner and Kentucky Supreme Court Justice Bill Cunningham of Lyon County talk about the social and economic heritage of tobacco. Michael Breeding reflects on what he's seen change in the business.
You know, I remember when we were on the farm, our neighbors helped us and we helped them, and I remember stripping tobacco alongside my grandmother on both sides of my family. But I think, you know, the world's changed, and I think the biggest issue is the fact that we just can't find American workers who want to get that dirty.
KET presentations of Farming in the Black Patch continue through March 28th. FarmingInTheBlackPatch.com has more details about the film. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Kate Lochte.